It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 4, Brian Baldinger joins us. Baldy and Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store. Baldy, how we feeling, man?
I feel great, guys. I'm ready to look ahead to week 5 right now. I'm in good shape.
So, we're talking to Sheil Kapadia earlier. I mentioned that 3 out of the 4 weeks this year, the Eagles defense has looked not good. And is there anything that you see that could lead me or anyone else to believe that this is going to get better at any point?
Well, it'd be good if they got in shape, number one. They're not in shape. They don't play hard. They don't pursue right. So that'd be the first thing. They're out there getting IVs, like IVs are going to help them in Tampa. It'd be good if they ran some wind sprints before they got to Tampa. But anyways, they're playing Bryce Huff completely out of position. He's not an outside linebacker, but that's how they're playing. So that's not good. It all starts up front. And their defense line, was not good last week at all. They played well, obviously, against New Orleans, so they showed up, and that was the difference in the game. But that's where it starts. The resources are in their defensive line, the draft picks, the money, the free agency, it's all there. And their rotation and the way they're playing right now is not what they expected right now.
So I saw one of your breakdowns talking about Bryce Huff playing out of position and showed how he played when he was with the Jets. It does speak to some, I guess, incongruity between the general manager and the new defensive coordinator in that it does. I can't imagine, given how Vic Fangio sets up his defense, that Bryce Huff would have been playing the way that he played with the Jets, with the Eagles. Is that correct?
Yeah. Vic is a heck of a coach. I mean, you go back to the Dome Patrol, Ricky Jackson, Pat Swelling, Von Miller, Khalil Mack. Like, he's coached some great outside linebackers. But that's not what Bryce Huff is. I mean, you look at all his sacks last year, all his pressures. Like Usain Bolt isn't setting a world record 100-meter dash running out of a two-point stance. Like, he's a four-point stance, straight-ahead guy, don't drop in coverage. Like, put him on the edge, put him in pass rush situations, and he's got an elite takeoff when he's in a four-point stance. That's how I got a lot of his sacks, and two of them against the Eagles last year. They know. But that's what he is. He's not a stand. Watch him drop in coverage last week. He didn't start the game last week. You watch him, in a two-point, like, he looks lost. And, it's not his fault. That's not how he's ever played. The Jets played him as a pass rush specialist. Vic's playing him like an outside linebacker. There is an incongruency there.
Yeah, I'm beginning to wonder, Baldy. I'm not pushing the panic button just yet, but I'm just, my antennas are raised on the relationship between Coach Fangio as a great defensive coordinator and these players and whether or not they are still completely on board with his system. I know they look good in New Orleans, but there's a lot of missed tackles, guys playing out of position. I just wonder if everybody is bought in. And last week it didn't look like they even showed up to the game last weekend, quite honestly.
Well, Ike, you're not wrong about anything you just said. I don't know either. I know this. I know if you play defense and you don't play fast, if you hesitate for any reason, whether it's man coverage and you're dealing with the stack formation and you just freeze and hesitate, I mean, Baker's going to pick you apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I thought there was a lot of that, which means, do they really know what they're doing? Is it really communicated? throughout at all levels. And I question whether it is. Now, that always falls on the defense coordinator. Like, Vic might be coaching up during the week, but in the game last Sunday, there was plenty of plays where they didn't look like they knew who had the back.
Right.
Who had, you know, the stacked release. They didn't look like they knew. And they got picked apart hard. Now, look, the touchdown throw to Trey Palmer, I mean, there's no pressure. Baker, I mean, Slay's all over him. The throw was just perfect. I mean, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You give up that touchdown. You know, you look at Mike Evans, Ike. I mean, he's the best red zone threat there's been in this league since Randy Moss.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you got to give that guy some help when he's in that situation. Baker's going to feed him every time. So I think there's some things they could have done better for sure. But, I mean, you look at the end of that game, Ike. Like, they weren't playing hard. Like, I know it was out of control. I know it was hot. Who cares? Like, give me some effort out there. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what? The effort I saw at the end of that game, Ike, you would never want on your resume reel.
No, and coaches used to tell us that. You won't put that stuff on film because that stuff goes around the league and everybody sees it. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, I had my mic off. This isn't so much a question as to something, just pointing to something you said earlier that we didn't even address, is the idea of them being out of shape. And I think the reason it's so disappointing to me is that one of the things we heard during camp, and we know everybody's happy and everything's great during camp, is how many more reps they were getting and that practices were more intense than they had been. And I think it gave us hope that, especially considering how last year ended, that they took that more seriously. And you saying that they, you know, these guys aren't in shape is just as disturbing to me as them not trying as hard as they could have on Sunday.
Well, I mean, that's part of being a professional, though, Spike. I mean, you've got to be in shape.
Yeah.
I mean, the defense is about getting to the ball. They're not taking the ball away. I mean, you get to the ball, good things happen. But you got to get to the ball. And it's, you know, it's got to be all 11 making the effort every play to get to the ball. I mean, you can turn on plenty of teams in this league right now. You watch how they pursue the football. They look like a good defense. The Denver Broncos look like a good defense. They all get to the ball.
Yep.
Like, I don't see that right now. And you could talk about schemes. They had a good scheme against the New Orleans. They had an answer for their outside zone and things. That was good. But, like, it starts, like that's why I don't think they're in shape, because they're not pursuing the way you have to in this business. And I know they're rotating. I mean, Bryce Huff played 30-something plays. I mean, you know, everybody's getting rotated. Like, it starts with effort. You know, that was the problem last year, too.
Yep.
Like, you know, everybody wants to point to last year. I know it's a new year, new season, new coordinators, all that stuff. But I'm seeing a lot of the same type of effort from this defense, and that's got to change, you know, when they come out of this bye week.
Talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Baldy, it looked like, and I guess it's hard for us to judge completely because of the injuries they had offensively, but it sure looked like Tampa was daring the Eagles to throw the ball, almost daring Jalen Hurts to beat him. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Yeah, I don't think Todd Bowles, you know, thinks that Jalen Hurts is Tom Brady back there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they know that the blitz is going to cause certain issues, that he's going to hold the ball. He's not going to keep his eyes down the field. Now, look, in all fairness, I mean, Jahan Dotson and Paris Campbell, I mean, you're not going to beat a lot of teams out there with some of the guys that they're throwing to. I mean, A.J. and Devontae make a big difference. But they didn't handle the pressures are going to come. That's what Todd does. I mean, they were winning 37-16 week one against Washington, blitzing Jane Daniels in the final drive. Like, it's who he – and you're going to see every pressure there is to man. And they didn't do a particularly good job against it. And, they didn't really have an answer for it a lot. And that's something I thought would change this year. So, you lose your two dogs like that out there. I mean, it's hard. It's hard for any quarterback.
Yeah, do you give the offense, Kellen Moore, Jalen, a little bit of a, I guess mainly Kellen Moore, a little bit of a pass as far as Saquon not getting the ball very much early? Is it, you think, because of the score got out of hand, or do you think that they should have at least in that second series tried to get Saquon the ball a little bit more?
I understand your point. I mean, it's 24-0. You know, halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying – look, they got Vita Vea in there. He's an immovable object. He's a great player. Levante David had a great game. Like, they're not the easiest team to run against.
Okay.
But, I mean, I wouldn't shy away from it, but it got away so fast, right? You know, you're 2-3 and outs, and it's 21-0. You know, and so I'm sure it adjusts the game plan more than they wanted it to at that point. And so it's just hard to play from that far behind and think you're going to get your running back, you know, cranked up at that point.
Yeah.
Baldy, have you seen the growth out of Jalen Hurts from year to year that you would like to see in a quarterback that you project out for the next 10 years?
Well, we've seen him, you know, with three different offense coordinators. I'm not making excuses here, but three different offense coordinators and different ways of doing things. I mean, you'd like to see him make quicker decisions, I guess, with the ball and put the ball where it has to be put more consistently. I think any quarterback would want that. You know, quicker decisions and more stick accuracy. I would bet that every quarterback say they could get better at that. So you would like to see that, especially now that he's in year four starting here in this offense. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So if I were to tell you, okay, Eagles have a bye week, they come back, play Cleveland, and you had to convince somebody, hey, this ship is going to get turned around. How could you make that argument? Because I think we're all having trouble making that argument.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, it's got to start defensively because Cleveland's a mess offensively. I mean, whether it's broken offensive line, rookie starters, first-year starters up front, Deshaun Watson, doesn't look anything like he did in Houston a few years back. I mean, it's got to start on defense. Schwartzy has got a great defense. They play press man coverage. They challenge your receivers. They're fearless. Miles can take games over. I mean, they're really good defensively. So it's a good test. It's a really good test for Cleveland coming in here after a bye. Like, you got to execute against Schwartzy's defense to move the ball. Like, otherwise, they got guys that can blow plays up and blow your offense up. So, and then on the other side, your defense has to show up like it did against New Orleans and just put a throttle over that whole offense and just, you know, not let them get any confidence whatsoever because they're not a confident offense. And, maybe Njoku will be back and that helps a little bit, but, you know, you've got to play better defensively against a very poor offense right now. To me, if you're going to turn it around and you're not going to drink all this rat poison that's out there, like I'd have the defense ready to roll. Next Sunday at the link.
Well, you know, we looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year. We're like, man, the bye week's kind of early. Turns out, I think the Eagles kind of need
the
bye
right
week.
Time, yeah.
No, I mean, you get three starters back, hopefully on offense, Elaine and Devontae and AJ. I mean, AJ, look, it's four games in the season. He's got five catches, you know, and, you know, one of them was, I don't know, 70 yards against Green Bay.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's the difference maker. Like, on any offense, that guy would make a big difference. So, it'd be good to see him healthy out there. I'm sure he's going to be hungry. I think the offense has a chance still to be really good, but defensively, like they got to turn it up right now. It's time to like stop this preseason stuff that they're playing in, get in shape, and go out there and start making a difference.
All right, Baldy, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call as always.
Appreciate it, brother.
Okay, you got it, guys.
All right, there he is, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Two wide receiver concerns before we get back to the Phils. Number one is, maybe this is just the timing of it. We haven't heard anything about Devontae Smith going through concussion protocol at all. Normally, you hear, hey, he's gone through this stage, he's gone through this stage. We were able to see Lane on the field stretching at the end of last week. And just makes me nervous only because a concussion is one of those things where if it's the wrong one, you know.
Well, and everybody is different.
Linger and linger, right? Yeah. That worries me. For Devontae as a person, of course, and for the football team. And the other thing is, People have brought this up a lot. I don't think that you can't win a Super Bowl with a great wide receiver. That's not how it goes. However, people have brought up a lot that when you look at Super Bowl teams that win the Super Bowl, it's not, there's a lot of them that don't win with top five wide receivers. You know,
sure.
A lot of them. And it just, it worries me a little bit that AJ is that important to the offense. Not
well,
saying that he's not great, but that it falls apart when that guy's not there. And it's only one example, and you know, you could look at McVay or whatever. Look at the Rams losing their top two wide receivers, and they still move the ball. And that, again, this isn't a negative thing about AJ. I think AJ is a great player.
I worry, it's the quarterback.
I worry that we rely. Well, I just worry that we rely so heavily on, if that guy's not there, we just can't. You know, we just can't score anymore. And that just doesn't seem like a recipe to win football games. To when you're missing the wide receiver, all of a sudden you can't do anything anymore.
Well, he's more than a wide receiver, meaning that he is so dynamic as a receiver. The attention that he draws, it allows for Devontae to be one-on-one in coverage. It allows for other guys to actually shine because you have to put so much attention on not allowing AJ to dominate you. The real issue is that he's become a crutch.
That's what I mean. They lean on him too much.
Well, really the quarterback.
It's
the reality of the situation.
All right, yeah.
Because here's what happens to the point that you're making.
Yeah.
When a team loses that top wide receiver or what have you, the quarterback has to trust throwing the ball to the other guys. And if he doesn't, it may sound like a legitimate excuse that AJ's not in there, and so we shouldn't expect such and such and such and such. No, I don't expect Paris Campbell to be AJ. I don't expect Jahan Dotson to be AJ. But I also don't expect the offense to completely just tank.
Yeah.
And for two straight weeks, I mean, if we didn't have Dallas Goedert and Devontae in the Saints game, we don't win that game probably.
No, I agree.
So a lot of it does have to do with how much Jalen relies and trusts AJ that he won't throw, because he knows he doesn't have to be perfect when he throws the ball to AJ.
Right. And maybe he thinks too much when AJ's not there. Right.
Yes. And quite frankly, and we looking at a little bit of the film of the game and plays, there's times if you just throw in anticipation.
Quickly.
Yeah, you throw it quickly, you can complete these passes.
Well, because what I think people say is, they go, well, there's nobody open. But the truth is that the ball was supposed to get out earlier.
Yes.
And what we're waiting for is, if you expect these guys to after that moment, just go run around and play backyard football and shake the guy and get open, this is not going to happen.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to happen. And him waiting that, him not just getting the ball out, and we say quickly, it's not...
Josh Allen is who I was wanting to think of.
Okay.
Watch Josh Allen throw the ball. Bing, bing, bing. He doesn't have Stephon Diggs anymore.
Right. Or even Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least he does have two great wide receivers.
Sure, but as you said on Monday, Mike Evans is in it. He's not A.J. Brown.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. So some of it is Jalen. It's like, you got to let the ball go, dude. You got to let it go.
So... Jack, we've had a break from Intervention Day.
It was good.
With Baldy.
I love that. Yep.
Today
good,
is Intervention
good talk,
Day.
Good ball talk.
Jack.
You still got love for your boy?
Always. Always.
Jack,
never no love.
Jack, terrified of the
Mets. But I'm allowed to celebrate.
And we did this. I want you to know, Jack, we did Intervention Day. Jack is terrified of the Mets. Is because I'm scared. It made the city scared. This is an intervention to help, to lift you up, not knock you down.
Now, do you want another update from the scrimmage?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Inter-squad
today. Scrimmage, same thing. And let me know if
we don't say scrimmage in baseball.
Are you going to do cover band versus tribute band again?
Well,
anyway,
I'm a baseball guy.
Anyway, and I can't tell if this is Jalen against the Eagles defense with the interception streak.
How many home runs did Bryce have?
Only one. It was in the ninth. Ranger Suarez apparently looked great.
Nah.
Oh,
nah. He's sitting 92.
Well, hold on, is he striking our guys out?
I don't know. They didn't say
That. Remember we said, is that the defense or is it Jalen?
That's my concern. Yeah. That's my concern. Yeah. So it could be looked at the positive, 92-93 from Ranger, which is up in velo.
Okay.
But I don't know who it was against. So I can't tell if it's, again, Jalen versus the Eagles defense at the interception streak.
I love Ranger, but I'll believe it when I see it with Ranger at this point. Nick in Hillsboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, man, you guys got to talk to Jack. Jack is very fragile right now. Like this, I mean, what is everybody so afraid of the Mets for?
Because every year a team gets hot and enters the postseason and goes on a run.
Well, we're afraid of Jose Quintana. He just turned 66 years old.
He's not even really going to pitch. It's Manaea. It's Severino. It's David Peterson. It's Tyler McGill.
Sean Manaea.
Sean Manaea has been great this year. Yes.
Come on. Or what about Skippy McHustle, Brandon Nimmo? That's who we're afraid of.
He hit a huge home run on Monday.
Oh my God!
What about Lindor?
You got Wheeler going against their three to open the series. That's a win. You put Nola in the two spot. You go down back to New York 2-0, and you let the kid finish him off in New York. What are we even talking about?
Talk to him, Nick.
Hold up,
talk to me, Nick.
Nick, there's a rumor you sold your tickets for this weekend's game.
That is not a rumor, but in my defense, I'm going to California to visit my daughter at college. I could not go. So I sold my tickets, and I sold before we even knew who was in the playoffs.
Okay.
So
Okay. So they probably went to a Phillies fan. Okay. Yeah. All right. All
right. We'll let you off the hook, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, listen, as far as the ticket thing goes, I heard you guys talking about that earlier. Listen, man, last year, like, I had a conflict too, and I couldn't go. I've had season tickets for a couple years now, and, like, you know, that market for tickets, it's not what it used to be. Like, I was holding tickets for the divisional series, like, an hour before the game.
Yeah. I think, I appreciate the call, Nick. Owning season tickets now essentially turns you into a ticket broker, which is, I had season tickets for 9 years.
Yeah.
And I just got exhausted by doing the math every year on, well, here's what I got to send it for or else I'm going to lose this. I think I understand the position that season tickets holders are in a lot, mm-hmm. especially if they have a bad year. I ended up being like, you know what? If I want to go to 4 games, I'll buy the tickets for the 4 games,
right.
and I'll stop worrying about whether I'm going to make my money back on the tickets. I understand the situation that people are in. You know, one thing we haven't mentioned that we do Wednesdays at 4:30 every week is an update on the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Ah.
That is coming up next. We do have a change in the power rankings.
Okay.
So, you know, is the actual worm back in the top five? I want to be in the power rankings.
There you go. That tells of the crypt again, man.
Let me in the rankings.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni is having great practices.
It's not the issue.
It's not.
It's other people. The players got to do their part.
Execute.
Ah. Hold on, that sounds like, which worm is that?
Howard's worm. Yeah.
I mean, which worm was that?
Yeah. I'm not a worm watcher, but he's got the biggest worm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Holy cow, man.
Yeah. Big Dob told
boy.
me. All right.
It really pops out and it grows.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings are next. Today's show sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door. Get a second at half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoToUIDA.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.